Weaver.
And I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday lashed out at Ukrainian cross-border attacks. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is describing a Ukrainian incursion into the country's southwestern Kursk region as a large-scale provocation. As his officials say, they're fighting off cross-border raids for a second day. Ukrainian officials are remaining quiet about the scope of the operation. If confirmed, the cross-border foray would be among Ukraine's largest since Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022, and unprecedented for its deployment of Ukrainian military units. Kyiv's aim could be to draw Russian reserves to the area and potentially weaken Moscow's offensive operations in several parts of Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Turkey has filed a formal request with the International Court of Justice to join South Africa's genocide lawsuit against Israel. Turkey's ambassador to the Netherlands submitted a declaration of intervention at the UN court in The Hague on Wednesday. Turkey is one of the fiercest critics of Israel's actions in Gaza and is the latest nation to seek to participate in the case. Israel has strongly rejected accusations of genocide. Thousands of anti-racism protesters gathered in London on Wednesday to challenge expected far-right groups that failed to materialize following more than a week of violent racist attacks targeting Muslims and migrants. Britain has been swept by a series of riots that erupted early last week after three young girls were killed in a knife attack in Southport, Northwest England, triggering a wave of false messaging online that wrongly identified the suspected killer as an Islamist migrant. This is VOA News. Aid group Doctors Without Borders says it's concerned about an unprecedented surge in malnutrition in northeastern Nigeria. Timothy Obuzu has more from Abuja.
Doctors Without Borders, also known by its French acronym MSF, says it recorded an alarming 23,000 cases of severe malnutrition in Nigeria's Bauchi state between January and June this year, a 120% increase over the same period a year before. The group on Tuesday also said overall malnutrition in the West African nation increased by 40% nationwide and warned that without immediate intervention, the situation could become catastrophic. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Bangladesh's incoming interim leader, Muhammad Yunus, has appealed for calm and urged all parties to help the country rebuild after weeks of violence that killed hundreds of people and prompted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to resign and flee to India. Yunus, a Nobel Peace Laureate, was in Paris for the Olympics when he was named interim leader, following talks among military officials and student activists who led the uprising against a prime minister seen as increasingly autocratic. Yunus on Wednesday boarded a plane to return home. Bangladesh's military chief said an interim government headed by Yunus would be sworn in on Thursday night. Wednesday was the first full day of campaigning for the Democratic Party's U.S. presidential ticket. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The Trump and Harris campaigns were in a battleground state, Wisconsin. Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz were in Eau Claire.
Are you ready to make your voices heard?
Harris says she wants America to look forward, and Donald Trump wants to hold on to the past. She talked about freedom, the freedom to be safe from gun violence, the freedom to love who you love openly and with pride.
And the freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body and not have her government telling her what to do.
Donald Trump told Fox News he wants to debate Harris and would prefer it to be on Fox, but suggested openness to debating on ABC News. I'm Ed Donahue.
Taylor Swift's three concerts in Vienna this week were canceled after the government confirmed a planned attack at the stadium, the organizer announced late on Wednesday, and Austria's chancellor said a tragedy was prevented. Austrian police on Wednesday detained two people suspected of plotting attacks on concerts, the director general for public security said at a news conference on Wednesday evening. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.